You're listening to episode 1757 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, June 9th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
Well, again, we meet here as we do each and every morning to share, well, who cares? How about some random facts? How about some random facts?
Absolutely.
Oreos.
Yum.
Are a knockoff of Hydrox cookies, not the other way around.
Really?
No, Hydrox debuted in 1908. Oh. Oreos debuted in 1912, and I got to tell you, they did it better. They did it better.
Don't reinvent the
wheel. Can you even find Hydrox cookies anymore?
I believe so, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
They just aren't as good. I'm sorry.
No, they're not.
I mean, Oreos are the bomb.
Yes, they are.
I mean, what's the difference? I don't know what they do, but it's like...
It'd be the chocolatey stuff in
it. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Now, Hydrox, they do dunk well.
I don't even remember the last time I had a Hydrox. I cannot remember.
Or maybe I think they have Hydrox still.
Maybe maybe. Hey, Joe Namath had a losing record in his NFL career. He won 62 games as a quarterback and lost 63. Yeah, I kind of knew this. He had 173 touchdowns and 220 interceptions. So, but you know what? Thanks to his performance in Super Bowl III, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
The pantyhose didn't hurt.
Yeah,
either.
The pantyhose didn't hurt, and all of the fact that everybody made him kind of a star because he was such a good-looking dude.
Broadway Joe.
Yeah, and they put him on every talk show.
Yep.
Clarence Crane is the guy who invented Lifesavers candy. Love those. Okay. He sold the patent. Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
For $2,900.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
It. Before, that? Before they got popular. I don't know. And his son, Hart Crane, was a famous American poet who ended up committing suicide by jumping off a boat. Probably because dad only sold the patent for $2,900. What the hell? There you go. Some random facts.
Those are pretty random today.
Yeah. All right. With that, it is time for us to explore what we call the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Otherwise known as crap you could care less about.
Crap on a cracker.
Like this story right
oh
here.
Boy. Are we ready?
Joe Exotic.
Oh, my God. He's in the news. No, say it ain't so.
He wants out of prison and fast.
Who doesn't?
In a letter to fans and supporters, the Tiger King star makes a dire prediction. I'll be dead in 2 to 3 months.
Oh, God.
Well, now, he's not dead yet.
He's in prison.
Yes.
He's in prison for multiple decades because of his sins.
Well, he says his health troubles are mounting behind bars.
Oh, my God.
And he's making a plea to fans to push President Trump to issue a pardon.
Oh, my God. No, you're kidding.
And he also reached out to Kim Kardashian and Cardi B to take up his
cause. Oh, my God, I can't believe that. Are you kidding me? Kim Kardashian, the great freer of all people who have been wrongly accused and jailed. Oh, my God.
I just don't think she's going to help him.
I don't either. No.
He also seems to complain about his husband, Dylan Passage. He says the 24-year-old never writes.
He never writes. He never comes by for visitation. Oh, my God.
Well, Joe was convicted of paying someone to kill rival Carole Baskin.
Yep.
A hit that never took place.
And now, look, she's going to end up owning his damn zoo. How do you like that?
Oh, my goodness.
Save me, Kim Kardashian. You're my only hope.
Said no one ever.
Right.
Hey, who do you think hasn't bought, have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
You know, and I know there's a lot.
There are.
And so we've outed this whole mess before.
Yeah.
You have to be nominated. There's air quotes when I say nominated.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to pay the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. You have to pay the money to have the star installed.
Yes.
On the sidewalk. It's... I don't know what it is. I tried to find out somewhere in the back of my mind. I could be wrong. $35,000, something like that.
Probably. And it probably ain't cheap.
You know, if you're a D-lister, unless you've got a GoFundMe, you know, which didn't exist back in the day when they started this thing.
Yeah.
This crowdfunding.
Well, but back in the day.
Who's going to nominate you?
In the day, it used to be a real deal.
I think it was always, though, you had to be nominated.
You did, but it was a bit more authentic.
And then it was selected. I think it was a little authentic. I think that the Hollywood, I don't know when it became a thing where you had to actually pay to get it put in.
But, you know, back in the day when you had Humphrey Bogart and John Wayne.
Some people have more than one, too.
Yeah.
From back in the day. You know, if they had a radio show and a TV.
When they used to be real.
Yeah. Well, they're real. They're still there.
Yeah,
they're on Hollywood Boulevard.
They're bastardized now.
Anyway. Point is, who do we think doesn't have one? I couldn't begin to think. I'm sure there's plenty. But
well,
please.
Yeah, well, there's people that you would naturally assume are there.
Okay.
But aren't. For starters, Ben Affleck.
Yeah, okay.
Ben's ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, received hers back in 2018.
Maybe Ben saved his money for booze. Okay, I'm just saying. $35,000 will buy you a lot of booze.
And tacos. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
They don't have one. Okay.
No.
Hmm.
I would think.
I'm kind of shocked by that. Brad Pitt's pretty much a big dude. Angie is too, but I mean, you know.
But Brad Pitt's been around for a while.
Brad, no. But then they don't cop to that stuff. They're pretty down-to-earth people, from what I understand. Okay.
Now, here's some folks that you would think would have one.
But don't. Okay.
Beyoncé.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, Britney Spears has one. Why shouldn't she?
Now, here's one that I would think would have one. Julia Roberts.
Wow.
And here's one that you're going to scratch your head on this one.
Who?
Clint Eastwood.
Just turned 90, by the way. Still a working producer in Hollywood. Does not have a star.
He hasn't bought a star.
Hey, Warner Brothers, buy him a damn star already.
George Clooney.
Wow.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Denzel Washington. Prince.
That's real interesting.
Whitney Houston.
That's also real interesting. I thought she would have got a posthumous, you know, we feel sorry for you star.
Carrie Fisher.
Now, that just bums me out because I do know that Harrison Ford has one.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Hamill has one.
Yes.
And so does George Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think C-3PO has one. Come on. Somebody nominate poor Carrie Fisher.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong. I could be confusing that with the Grauman's Chinese theater handprint, which Carrie Fisher's handprints are in cement. There's not a Van Camp and Morgan star. Maybe we should start that nomination. Somebody nominate us. Hey, Mark and Brian are on there. Why the hell can't we? I mean, we should be on there. Mark and Kim are on there. I mean, you know, Howard Stern's on there. We need a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Sure, why not?
I'm all for it. Nominate it. Somebody give us $35,000. All right, that's it for us. Back tomorrow with more frivolities. Have a great day. Oh, you know who's probably got a star?
Who?
Halle Berry.
Does she?
I'm going to look that up.
You're going to look it up.
I'm on it right now. Have a good day. See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.